Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service. And this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. I'm going to start with an article from AARP, the magazine that we've been looking at recently. And it's a health special, and it's looking at different senses that we have and how we can protect them and save them and make them last longer. So this one today is Savor a Life of Scents and Flavors. That's S-C-E-N-T-S. Yvonne Mathias, 76, of Troy, Michigan, recently began noticing her food didn't have the flavor it once had. We had meatloaf the other day, and I kept saying there was something wrong with it, but everybody else at the table said it tasted fine. Her diminished sense of taste has made her less interested in eating than she used to be. I'm so disappointed because I can't even look forward to my favorite meals, she says. It makes me not want to eat at all. She's been adding extra salt, which helps a bit, but for the most part, the joy of food is gone. Loss of taste may cause older adults to undereat. Here's how to keep your joy and your appetite. What to expect in your 70s and beyond. Taste buds on the tongue have cells that detect stimuli: sweet, salty, sour, bitter, or savory. Then transmit signals to the brain through your nerves, which process the taste in your central nervous system. But you can't taste your food completely without also using your sense of smell. It's estimated that between 75 and 95% of what we perceive to be taste is actually our olfactory system doing its thing. Many people report losing their sense of taste after contracting COVID-19, but recent research suggests that the sense of smell, not taste, was the greater culprit. While you're eating, smells from the food are released from the mouth into the nasal cavity, which plays a crucial role in helping you taste your food. So many people who lose their sense of smell go to a doctor and say, "Oh, my food doesn't taste like it used to." And this is most likely a misattribution, says Valentina Parma, assistant director of the Monell Chemical Sensory Centers in Philadelphia. People tend to lose their sense of smell, which affects the way we perceive flavor, and we tend to talk about it as if it were taste. So, if your sense of taste or smell diminishes, both of which can naturally happen as we get older, it's likely you'll also notice a change in how food tastes. Flavors may pack less of a punch. Over time, the number of taste buds on our tongues decreases. As those taste buds disappear, we become less sensitive to flavors and develop a reduced sense of taste, says Monica Mahayan, MD, Medical Director for the Center for Better Aging at St. Bernard Hospital in Chicago. At the same time, the taste buds that remain become less effective at detecting flavors. You may notice that your favorite dessert has begun to taste less sweet. This can begin in our 50s, although women may notice it as early as their 40s. More than 70% of people ages 57 to 64 have measurable changes in their sense of taste. Our noses become less sensitive. Your sense of smell comes from olfactory receptor neurons, nerve cells that detect odors, then send signals to the brain. These nerve cells start dying off in your 50s. Over half of adults between the ages of 65 and 80 experience age-related loss of smell, and the process accelerates with age and with repeated exposure to colds, flus, and COVID. Our mouths get drier. Decreased saliva production, which affects at least 40% of people over 65, can also affect taste. You need saliva to dissolve flavor molecules to even reach your taste buds, says Robert Iges, MD, an allergist and immunologist with Los Angeles area. Reduced saliva can also be a side effect of certain medications, such as antidepressants, antihistamines, decongestants, and diuretics. Switch medications if your medication is contributing to dry mouth. Chew on sugar-free gum or suck on sugar-free lozenges. And avoid marijuana, alcohol, and caffeine, all of which can make your mouth dry, he says. Using a mouthwash designed for dry mouth can also help. A humidifier can improve moisture throughout your home and your body. Now here's the sidebar with this. Protect your taste and smell. Some delicious kernels of advice for retaining your sense of yum. Stay hydrated. This is to be done daily. These things. Dehydration can reduce the body's ability to produce saliva, a crucial component of tasting. Fill up on water and limit salt intake. Treat colds and allergies. Allergies and colds cause inflammation in the nasal cavity and congestion that can impair your sense of smell. Antihistamines, saline rinses, and nasal sprays can help to unblock your nose. Follow directions on nasal sprays. Overusing them can cause rebound congestion. Eat a nutrient-rich diet. B12, zinc, iron, and copper deficiencies can alter taste sensations. Your doctor can test your nutrition levels and suggest ways to address any deficiencies affecting your taste perception. Limit your exposure to toxins. Exposure to pollution can break down nasal cells over time. So if you live in an area with poor air quality or work with odor-emitting chemicals like solvents, investing in an air purifier may help. Brush and floss regularly. Poor oral hygiene and diseases affecting the gums can alter taste sensations, says Esther Verbotsvicki, a speech-language pathologist and founder of the Cleveland Feeding and Swallowing Center. Routine brushing and flossing can help. Then weekly, retrain your nose. Studies suggest that repeated focus on certain scents may help train your brain to regain your sense of smell. Collect 4 scents from everyday life. For example, eucalyptus, rose, lemon, clove. Smell one for 15 seconds while trying to remember what it once smelled like. Rest for 10 seconds, then switch to each of the other 3. Every few months, try another set of 4. Get out of your food rut. A loss of taste or smell can reduce interest in eating. Many older adults fall into food ruts, eating the same meals daily, but missing out on variety. That's an unhealthy situation because our bodies evolved to eat a wide variety of foods, all of which offer different nutrients. Stimulate your taste buds by mixing textures, colors, and flavors. Try a cooking class, swap recipes with friends, or explore new dishes. And yearly, keep up with your vaccines. Every time you get a cold, flu, or bout of COVID, it takes a toll on your smell receptors, reducing their ability to regenerate, says Richard Dowdy, director of the Smell and Taste Center at the University of Pennsylvania Medical Center. In addition to vaccinations, he recommends limiting contact with people who are sick and prioritizing good sleep and a healthy diet. Now, last time we looked at an article in Psychology Now about rediscovering your optimism. And the sidebar article with that is 7 ways to be more optimistic. 1. Recognize optimism is a choice you can make every day. This doesn't mean you feel positive all the time. It's having the confidence to know you can cope with whatever life throws your way, said Dr. Wheatley. It means acknowledging the negative while making a conscious effort to think optimistically. For example, it can be as simple as choosing a smile when you feel glum. It's your choice to feel down or to do something positive to take your mind in a different direction. You can't control everything, but there's one thing you can control, and that's what you think. 2. Be mindful of negative thinking. Next time you catch yourself having a negative thought, swap it for a positive one. This might take some practice, but after a while it will start to feel more natural, says Dr. Wheatley. If you've had a bad day, tell yourself, tomorrow will be better, and plan on what you can do to make it that way. Or, if you know you've got a Zoom meeting with a tricky client, rather than approaching it with dread, prepare for the challenge and do your best. But afterwards, let it go. 3. Practice gratitude. Gratitude allows you to redirect your focus, says Kimberly. When you feel grateful, your mind shifts your focus from what you should have more of to what's good in your life right now. Practicing gratitude is a process of trying your best to see and be thankful for the positives in your life, even in the midst of a difficult situation. Turn off the news. How often do you wake up in a perfectly good mood only to turn on the news and you end up feeling angry, disappointed, fed up, fearful, or depressed with everything that's going on in the world? Limit yourself to anything that makes you feel bad, said Dr. Wheatley. If that includes watching the news, then watch something uplifting instead and let in the information that supports you. 5. Be mindful of who you spend time with. When you surround yourself with people who make you feel happy and relaxed, this automatically makes you feel more positive, explains Dr. Wheatley. That doesn't mean you can't share problems or have off days. It's just that if you've got a good circle of friends who uplift and inspire you, it's easier to feel optimistic. She adds that negativity often comes from spending too much time on your own and overthinking things. That's why it's important to make time for your friends, even if it's just to meet for a walk or a talk on the phone. 6. Get active. Rather than complaining, moaning, and feeling sorry for yourself, take a walk, go for a bike ride, or hit the gym, says Kimberly. The idea is to get your body moving. Physical activity releases endorphins, and you're less likely to feel pessimistic with these feel-good neurochemicals circulating in your body. If you don't know where to start, download a fitness app. And finally, 7, reframe past setbacks. If you find your mind wandering to a past disappointment, such as a job or relationship that didn't work out, think of all the details you can remember, trying to be as objective as you can. In what way would you have wanted the situation to turn out better? Now, reframe the situation by letting go of what you wanted to happen and write a paragraph about what good came out of it, says Kimberly. Perhaps you got a better job or made a new circle of friends. Now, moving over to AARP, the Bulletin, we have another article on health today, The Aging Power of Sugar. Want to speed up the aging process and damage your long-term health? Have we got just the thing for you? Aging is a one-way street, and we all travel down its path. But what if you could do one thing today that would slow your body's aging process? You can. You can stop eating sugar. Sugar is a primary driver of the aging reaction, said neuroendocrinologist Robert Lustig, MD, professor emeritus of pediatrics and a member of the Institute of Health Policy Studies at the University of California, San Francisco. The more sugar you eat, the quicker aging will occur. And as you get older, your cells go downhill. But if you consume a lot of sugar, they go downhill 7 times faster. Let's repeat that statistic. Eating a lot of sugar causes your body to age at 7 times its natural rate. We all know that sugar is bad for your teeth and your waistline, and that it plays a role in the development of diabetes. But that's just the beginning of the story. In a study published last July, researchers at UCSF looked at 342 middle-aged women and found the cells, tissues, and overall systems of those who followed a diet low in added sugar were biologically younger than their actual age. But for each additional gram of added sugar people ate each day, they were about 7 days older in their biological age, regardless of how healthy their diet was otherwise. We knew that high levels of added sugars are linked to worsened metabolic health and early disease, possibly more than any other dietary factor, Alyssa Eppel, vice chair in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at UCSF, and co-author of the JAMA Network Open Study, said in a statement, "Now we know that accelerated epigenetic aging is underlying this relationship, and this is likely one of many ways that excessive sugar intake limits healthy longevity." Epigenetic aging refers to how your body ages based on external factors beyond just the calendar and the natural occurrences that come with it. Stress, pollution, a lack of exercise, and poor diet are all factors in this type of aging. But added sugar may be unique among these factors, an aging superpower. And the less you have of it in your life, the better. What is added sugar? The sugars that occur naturally in fruits, vegetables, grains, and dairy are essential to a healthy diet, providing energy and acting as a delivery service for the thousands of nutrients in these foods. Indeed, they've been found to reduce the risk of chronic diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, and even some cancers. Added sugars, on the other hand, are the compounds that humans put into their food, from the spoonful of sugar in your coffee to the factory-made sweeteners manufacturers add to processed foods to increase flavor and extend shelf life. These are the sugars that are harmful and accelerate aging. On food labels, they are often the ingredients ending in O's, O-S-E, such as high fructose corn syrup, sucrose, dextrose, and maltose, among others. Natural sweeteners can have the same age-promoting effects. Cane sugar is almost entirely sucrose. Agave is mostly fructose. Fructose may be more harmful than other sugar molecules because it is primarily metabolized by the liver, where it is readily converted into fat. In excessive amounts, it leads to increased fat accumulation and scarring in the liver. Manufacturers are now required to document added sugars on food labels, so there's an obvious tip-off if the product contains harmful sugar. Think of added sugars the way you would think of alcohol. The extent of damage to your body is proportionate to the amount you consume, what scientists call dose-dependent. Every gram of sugar interacts with your body to some way, Lustig says, but it's the cumulative impact that portends the most damage and drives accelerated aging. What sugar really does to your body? When sugar molecules bind to proteins and lipids in your body, they form harmful compounds called advanced glycation end products, AGEs. These AGEs accumulate in tissues, reducing their plasticity and flexibility, increasing inflammation, and creating oxidative stress in cells, all of which produce diseases, says Monica Serra, a health scientist administrator for the National Institute on Aging. In blood vessels and arteries, they can increase the risk of heart disease or strokes. In the kidneys, they can contribute to insulin resistance, and in the skin, they can deplete collagen and add to the appearance of aging. They affect every tissue in a negative way and across your entire lifespan, which is why we try to emphasize healthy habits in childhood. By the time you get older, you see the impact of these dietary choices at a time when you have less resilience. This is where fructose does its worst damage. Every time glucose or fructose binds to a protein, you get an oxygen radical. If your body is making radicals faster than you can quench them, your cells undergo damage and they eventually die. Fructose makes the reaction occur 7 times faster and generates 100 times the number of oxygen radicals as glucose. Every time this process occurs, you age faster. Sugar places increased burden on an already aging body, says Dorothy Chu, a postdoctoral scholar at UCSF Osher Center for Integrative Health and co-author of the UCSF study. Getting older puts us at greater risk for disease, she says, but sugar is the icing on the cake. Here's what sugar can do. Raise dementia risk. Excessive amounts of sugar can increase inflammation and weaken the blood-brain barrier, which can trigger cognitive decline. In one study, researchers found that in older adults, average age 79, consuming more sugar may double the risk of developing dementia later in life. People at highest risk got 32% of their calories from sugar versus the low group consuming only 17% of calories from sugar. This study tells us consuming higher sugar or calories from sugar may impact risk for dementia. Make your belly bigger. When you eat excess sugar, your liver metabolizes the fructose compound and converts it to fat, which accumulates in the liver. Your weight gain, when your liver stores excess fat instead of burning it off, is energy. Fat accumulation can lead to higher cholesterol, insulin resistance, and cardiovascular disease. It might hamper your nutritional status. As we get older, our need for calories declines, so to maintain the same body weight, we need to eat less, says Alice Lichtenstein, senior scientist at the Jean Mayer USDA Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging. Consuming a diet high in sugar makes it challenging to also include enough healthy foods so that we balance calorie needs and meet our nutritional needs. It might damage your liver. High sugar intake, especially fructose, can lead to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which is an excessive amount of fat in the liver that is associated with an increased risk of developing liver cancer. It increases your risk of heart disease and stroke. Added sugar can elevate your blood pressure, promote chronic inflammation, and increase levels of triglycerides, a type of fat that builds up in the bloodstream and increases your risk of heart disease. Excessive sugar intake damages the arteries and puts stress on your heart. It ups your diabetes risk. Sugar causes rapid spikes in blood sugar level, which can contribute to insulin resistance, a precursor to type 2 diabetes, and drives other major chronic diseases in older adults. In addition to aging and stress, sugar can wreak havoc on insulin sensitivity and through various pathways accelerate aging in the body's systems. This is one of the most important metrics of health and aging. It can worsen menopause symptoms. Postmenopausal women are more vulnerable to the effects of sugar because they have lower levels of estrogen and progesterone and become more insulin resistant. Some studies show that high sugar levels are also associated with more hot flashes in menopausal women. It may be because they cause spikes in blood sugar and dramatic drops. It's reasonable to conclude that reducing sugar may help reduce hot flashes for some individuals, but that has not been tested. And finally, it promotes tooth loss. Sugar can foster bacterial growth in the mouth, which in turn can produce acid that erodes the enamel on your teeth, causing cavities. Excess sugar can also lead to inflammation of the gums, leading to gum recession and tooth loss. Bottom line, the occasional sugar indulgence isn't harmful, but be selective and only indulge when the option is your favorite, Lichtenstein says. So yes, have a slice of birthday cake, but don't have a party every day, okay? So let's take a quick look at some of the places where sugar might lurk that we may not know. Condiments such as ketchup and salad dressings. Sauces such as pasta sauces, barbecue sauce. Flavored yogurt, especially low-fat yogurt. Granola, instant oatmeal and breakfast cereals. And nut butters such as peanut butter. Now let's look at saving money with AI. How to benefit from the hot new shopping technology. Artificial intelligence is growing fast in retail, Most of the latest innovations are still in testing mode or operating behind the scenes, but some AI-powered shopping assistants are available right now. Think of them as souped-up search engines for finding deals, comparing models, and a lot more. Amazon Rufus, how to use it. Sign into your Amazon account and tap on the orange and blue Rufus icon. That's R-U-F-U-S. On the Amazon app, it's at the bottom right corner of the screen. On the company's website, it's at the top left corner. What I found. Based on my tryout, in which I asked dozens of questions about a range of products, I found the Rufus chatbot helpful in deciding what to buy. When I requested cheaper alternatives to popular high-end products, I got excellent suggestions. Rufus was also useful in comparing products. For example, it described important differences between two brands of fountain pen ink. It's terrific at summarizing user reviews, and it can answer questions about your Amazon orders. But it's far from perfect. When I asked for easy-to-clean coffee grinders, it listed a container of cleaning tablets. My tips? Be as specific as possible and keep asking more specific questions to drill down for the best information. Don't expect it to be comprehensive, partly because it won't show deals from other retailers. Google Shopping, how to use it. Go to google.com/shopping on your computer or open the Google app on your phone and type in Google Shopping. What I found. With its beefed-up AI features, this is a powerful tool for researching products and finding deals. But it's also a bottomless shopping pit, hitting you with endless lists of latest deals. If you ask a question, you'll get virtually infinite results and ways to filter them. You might also get a Research with AI box summarizing helpful insights and linking to more product information. But Google Shopping's most useful feature is a search bar that pops up on your screen when you click on a product. Scroll past sponsored results. It shows detailed price information, reviews, and more. My tips? Don't use this tool if you're in a hurry. Be prepared for info overload and the occasional dead end. Also, check out Google Shopping's new AI Create and Shop tool, which generates the images of garments you describe and suggests similar items. To find that, you can click at the top left corner of the shopping tab in the mobile app. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I do hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.